Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, January 18th, and we're going to begin in Iraq. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is under the weather and isn't here today, but we'll see her tomorrow. Let's get a check of the morning's top news, where we begin in Iraq. At least 50 people now dead after a suicide bombing at a police recruiting center in that country. Our partner, the BBC, is reporting that at least 100 people were injured. The targeted recruits were lined up for the first of 2,000 new police jobs recently announced by Iraq's Interior Ministry. We want to bring in John Leland of our partner, the New York Times. He's in Baghdad. How much of a sort of indictment or threat or attack is this on the credibility of the Interior Ministry itself, John?
Well, these kind of things always call into doubt the ability of the government to defend its people. The Prime Minister, Nouri al-Kamal al-Maliki, he campaigned on the issue of providing defense and defense and security, and anytime things break down, there's tremendous anger among the populace that this looks like some sort of possibly corruption within the security forces that allows something like this to happen.
What's the latest? Who's responsible for this attack, and how's the investigation going at this hour?
No one's claimed credit for it yet. Usually that comes a little bit later. It has the hallmarks of Islamic State of Iraq or Al-Qaeda, two affiliate groups that are difficult to tell apart. It was a very well-planned attack and an organized attack. Someone made his way among the recruits and then blew himself up. Our reports are so far that at least 50 people killed and 150 wounded.
A tragedy there in Baghdad being reported via Skype by John Leland of our partner, the New York Times. 50 people, as he says, at least reported dead after a suicide bombing targeting a police recruiting center in Baghdad. Thank you, John.